Theo Horsdahl from London Drugs joins me now. How are you doing, Theo?
I'm pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You're heading off on a big junket over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I go to Hong Kong for about 10 days.
Wow. Now, you go there on a regular basis, don't you?
You know, it's actually my first time overseas. Most of the time I've been domestic, the U.S. a lot.
Oh, okay.
This is my first time overseas to Asia, so I'm excited.
So meeting with the suppliers and getting a peek at what's coming down the pipe?
Yep, a few shows and talking to suppliers. Absolutely, yeah, it'll be productive.
Well, I've only been to Hong Kong once in my life, but it was a while. I actually landed in the old airport where you landed in the middle of the city, and like people's laundry ended up on your wingtips. It was one of the memorable landings that you could have, I think, in the world at the time. Lots of old movies have great shots of the planes landing there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this new mic that you're using, because we're doing a podcast and we're just recording things, and you guys are carrying a line of mics from a company called Blue Microphones.
Yeah, Blue. So the traditional computer mic it could either be a desktop mic or a headset with a boom mic attachment, and for the most part that's suitable for things like audio calling. As quality gets better and better, you now as you illustrated in this recording, we're doing this over the internet, recording with over the counter products. At least I am. So
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So this in this particular case, what I'm using is something by Blue called the Yeti. And now, what it is it looks very much like a traditional professional quality recording mic. I mean, it's easily about a foot. So it stands up very high, but the nice thing about it is that it has very high quality audio, as I'm sort of demonstrating now. And not only that, is it allows you to do a bunch of different scenarios, such as right now I'm using a unidirectional for podcasting or interviews like this, but you can certainly use it for in a setting where if you had a conference call over Skype or whatever, you can set it up as an omnidirectional to pick up multiple spots in the room. It's very high quality.
And it is this big step ahead as far as the quality goes, especially with the little PID microphones that are built into the bezel of notebook computers and stuff, which are quite tinny. This gives you really good quality. Now, this is the USB-only version that you have, correct?
This is. So this is literally a plug-and-play. You plug it into any USB port on a PC or a Mac. And in the case of Skype, which I'm using right now, is it automatically picks it up and says, you have a Blue Yeti mic. Do you want to start using it? And you say yes, and you're good to go.
And you have some basic volume and gain controls on the mic itself?
Yeah, you have a volume control. You have a mute button, which is pretty important, cough or whatever else. But you also have as I mentioned before, you have the ability to change how the mic picks up the source. So as I mentioned before, I'm sitting right in front of the mic, so it's set up to only pick up what's directly in front of the mic in the best quality. I can flick a switch on the back and it'll turn it into either a bidirectional. So in the case of if I was having an interview with one of my colleagues and we were both talking, he'd be sitting across the desk from me and would pick up the bidirectional, or you can set up to omnidirectional, which is picking up every spot in the room. So if you had a gaggle of people, I guess you could say, doing an interview, absolutely, or a conference call.
Now, this makes a huge difference in doing any sort of conference work, but it's also great if you're doing videos and you're doing voiceovers yourself, or you're doing presentations that you're recording yourself. The quality and the depth of sound that you're going to get on your local system is so much better. And it sounds, to most ears, as good as you can really expect to get.
Well, things like Apple coined the term podcasting many years ago, but they have other software, and there's lots of different software out there. But to use an example that ships with every Mac is something called GarageBand. So mm-hmm. You could do your own audio recording, make your own podcast, make your own shows, or even just do audio notes, even record instruments. This is
yeah,
a high enough quality.
It's great for music.
So,
yeah,
or vocals, do voice, do tracks in GarageBand, as I mentioned before, and literally make your own song with an instrument and an audio and vocals. It's suitable to do all that stuff. And when you're done with it, you just unplug it from your USB port and put it back on the shelf.
Now, this company, Blue, has really taken on the challenge. There was really, I guess, in the kind of the computer world, there are a few makers that made video conferencing type microphones and cameras. Logitech would be one, and there's some gaming centric headsets that have it. And Samson, the professional audio maker, they made a few tools. They made a few podcasting mics, but Blue has really taken it to a new level. They've got a complete range from kind of lower end professional all the way through into the consumer space. They've got the same mic you have, but they also have an XLR version, which will allow it to plug into pro audio systems.
Yeah, so and the one I'm using, the Yeti, as I mentioned, it's very reasonable. It's about $179.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, the pro version that has a few more higher end settings is $319. But you know, for those who just want to do a casual recording, still high quality, but things like if you're only using it for, let's say, calls to loved ones or whatever, you can get something even lower end called the Snowball Ice, which is a $75 mic. So they have a good range of products, but they are focused on the audio and mic recording segment that connect to your computer.
Yeah, so the company is Blue. I think that when people try it out, when they spend a little bit of time playing with it, and if then take and edit your audio file and play with it, certainly GarageBand is a great way to go on the Mac. There's a free audio utility that if you want to do a little bit more work called Audacity that you could download and play with it. But there's a lot of satisfaction out of playing around with audio and trying to find ways to incorporate it in different areas of your life. And a good microphone, absolutely essential in that process.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this, and even talking to loved ones, I mean, I can use, as I was mentioning before, I can use Skype to talk to people halfway around the world. And instead of having to deal with kind of low quality audio, the webcams are decent enough, but now you can actually, it feels like you're in the same room as we feel like right now.
And even if you upgrade to the video camera, if you're using a video camera on your computer, still using this as the audio interface.
Works, sure can.
It gives you a lot better quality. And I don't know about you, but I find that now, as far as my business communication goes, I'm spending probably 50% of the time in Skype.
And I would say my preference over picking up the phone would be using Skype or similar voice over IP technology, because you get to use your computer, you get to use your speakers or headset, and the audio quality is so much better.
And you can. And the other thing is, as you start to use it more, you immediately have an interface for sharing files. If I'm talking to you about this great Blue microphone site, I can just copy the URL, send it to you as a message right within the Skype window, which allows us to communicate or even share screenshots with you or share your computer desktop. So it gives you an awful lot more functionality as far as communicating using some different mediums at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. And, and last of all, the nicest function of all for me is, I'm a geek and I like to play with toys. It's the ultimate toy, but it is productive and it has a real world application such as we're using right now.
Yeti is the mic. Blue is the company. Theo Horsdal is my guest from London Drugs. Theo, safe travels and we'll talk to you when you get back.
I appreciate it. Thank you.